challenge.
Opportunities.
The next idea.
Education is not a mechanical system, it's a human system. It's about people.
How should we prepare our teachers to step into the classrooms where our children await? It's a fiery debate in the world of education because it's forcing us to confront exactly what we think of as the role of the teacher. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea offers perspectives and ideas about teacher preparation based on his 22 years as a teacher. Keith Kindred teaches social studies at South Lyon East High School. Good to have you with us, Keith.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think is the difference between a good teacher and a not-so-good teacher?
Well, that's a question that defies a simple answer, but I think there are some commonalities to a good teacher, but I always tell people teaching is part science and part art. And we've all been to school, and we all know that teacher that has it. And very often, there's an undefinable quality to it.
It's that secret sauce.
And if it were as easy as coming up with the recipe for the secret sauce, we'd have solved this problem by now. But there's more to it, and I think that a good teacher is one who is grounded in good skills, good technique, good instructional strategies, all the kinds of things that you would learn at a college of education, but also one that connects with their students on a human level. And that's the art and the science balance.
Keith, you've been teaching for 22 years now. Can you take us back and remember what it was like those first couple of years?
I can. And, you know, I actually feel like I had some advantages over other newer teachers. First of all, it was a second or even a third career for me. So I was a little bit old. I was 27 years old when I was first in the classroom. I also went to Eastern Michigan University. I got both my degrees from there. And even that many years ago, and we're talking almost 25 years ago, I was a part of a program that got teachers, prospective teachers, student teachers, in the classroom earlier than was the norm at the time. So when I became a teacher, I felt like I actually had a fairly firm foundation. And yet, any first-year teacher will tell you, it's overwhelming. And that first year in particular, you're trying to keep your head above water, and there's so much coming at you that you know, some days you wonder what you got yourself into.
I know in your essay for The Next Idea, you said, I kind of feel bad for those kids I taught back in the early days. Well, everybody's got that learning curve.
They do. The difference with teaching is you're talking about children. You're talking about children's lives. And it's something, I don't just say that. I genuinely feel that. You know, I wish I could go back and be the teacher for them that I am now. But I just don't know how you do that.
But, okay, how did you get through the growing pains to become a better teacher, knowing that we see a lot of washing out in your profession where people just toss in the towel?
Absolutely. And I think this is where we can change some things at colleges of education and for preparing teachers. I basically did it the way I think most teachers back in the day did it, trial and error. And you just work your way through it. And you have mentors and you have other resources, I'm talking back when I started, that you can tap into. But we didn't have the structural supports, perhaps, that do exist today and that maybe we need more of.
I'm wondering, with these new teachers you're working with, their level of preparation, do they seem to be more or less prepared than you felt you were when you stepped in there?
I think they're generally more prepared. I feel like they're as well prepared or better prepared than people of my generation were. The question is it enough? Mm-hmm. For the scale of the need that we have, between 3 to 4 million teachers, is it enough? And there are colleges of education around the country doing amazing things, and I can give you some examples. But the challenge is scaling that up to meet the massive need.
Huge, huge need. Can you give us a sense, Keith, what kind of guidance and structure that these new teachers have that are available at your school? And I'm wondering if it's sufficient.
I don't think it's sufficient because it's mostly after the fact. It's a stopgap measure in some respects. I'm involved with our local union, and I will say our administration in South Lyon, I think, does the best job that we can, both of us, to help new teachers be successful. So there are some structures in place. Our district administration, much of this is mandated by state law. New teachers have 3 to 5 years that they have individual development plans. They're monitored frequently. They're observed more frequently by the administrators. And from a union perspective, we have some supports in place that new teachers can reach out to us, and we'll try to help them before they get in trouble, quite frankly, or start to become one of the 50% that drop out of the profession by their fifth year.
Now, in your essay for The Next Idea, you argue that we've known for some time now what we need to do to produce better teachers. What is that?
Well, I referenced that earlier when I talked about Eastern Michigan University, and even all those years ago for me, there was an understanding that we need to get teachers into the classroom earlier and more frequently than maybe traditionally has been the case. And I think that's probably the crux of it. There's more to it, but the criticism of colleges of education is that they've been too theory-based, too much time in a classroom, too much time hearing professors lecture about how to teach rather than actually gaining experience teaching.
Why do you think we don't see more apprenticeship programs?
Probably the cost, quite frankly. I mean, ideally, if I lived in a fantasy world, a first-year teacher would have their entire first year, they'd be a co-teacher with a master teacher or a veteran teacher. You think about it, in the medieval period, apprentices had 7-year, you know, term that they would work with a master craftsman to learn that craft. And I know that's, you know, too much. That's beyond what we could ask for. But even 1 year is too much, because if you have two teachers that essentially could be filled with one position, you're talking about doubling the salary for that classroom. It's money.
It's money, and as you say, it's need when you're needing 3 to 4 million. You can't have two locked into a classroom. Yeah. You argue that the way forward is to make teaching more professional, not less. How would you do that?
Well, that's, you know, if I had the answer to that, I'd write a book and do a tour. It's a cultural change, which is why it's so difficult. Changing a culture and cultural values is difficult. Until in this country, and I don't know that we'll ever get there, our best students want a teaching degree instead of an MBA, we'll probably always be facing this problem. You know, it's interesting to be a teacher. I go to a party where people don't know me. What do you do? I'm a teacher. Oh, that's wonderful. They say nice things, but it doesn't.
They coo and bill over you.
Yeah, but it doesn't carry the prestige, quite frankly, teaching as some other professions. And until we can change that cultural attitude, a shift in that regard, I think we're going to be challenged to attract the kind of students that we want into teaching. But I think we can't just cross our fingers and wait for that. In the meantime, we can do things to make teaching more attractive and make it a more prestigious occupation. One thing I don't think we want to do necessarily is keep emphasizing this kind of missionary aspect of teaching. And it's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I love that I work with kids, and I work with former lawyers, former executives, people who wanted to be teachers because they wanted to reach children. But we also need to make it, in my view, a profession and a prestigious profession. That's what, you know, we always get compared to Finland and South Korea and these other countries. In those countries, their best students want to be teachers, and they fight to be in these teacher preparation programs. That, to me, would be the ultimate goal.
Keith Kindred is a social studies teacher at South Lyon East High School, and you can find his essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org.